When Commissioner Nichols addressed K-12 education, she said this.
Our budget has never reduced funding for K-12, and in fact, the K-12 budget since our administration began has grown by 10%. So we've been funding for student growth.
Funding for public education has increased overall since Jindal took office, but student population has also increased, and per-student funding has not. She also said this about the proposed $75 million tuition increase for higher education.
Tuition adjustment was always planned. The campuses have it planned in their budget, and that's what's reflected in the budget today.
According to a presentation last month by the Commissioner of Higher Education, since Jindal came to office, higher ed has seen its budget decrease by 30%. The First Grad Act in 2010 has provided some relief. It allows an institution to increase its tuition by up to 10% depending on its graduation rates. But LSU, for example, has announced that the Grad Act doesn't do enough to make up those costs. Regarding the account for the state's construction projects, she said,
and we have sufficient funding going forward.
And that's arguable. Last week, the State Bond Commission met, Commissioner Nichols is a member, and officials will have to restructure the state's debt to allow a little more wiggle room. Bonds for the Rural Roads Project were only approved in part. Kelly Connolly, WRKF News.